And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. It's another great day to be a real estate investor. I think I say that every morning when I wake up. Today's show, I have some thoughts just to reinforce why you cannot save your way to retirement. I believe this fully, and I've learned so much as a real estate investor. I see it out in the open, but a lot of people just don't understand. But I've concluded it's practically impossible for 99% of the people out there. It's harsh, and I'm going to share some absolute reasons why it doesn't work as I go through the show. In fact, I have, I'm going to review a story. It came out on the internet. It's actually just tragic, but it's about a man that thought he could save and scrimp his way to retirement, and it did not end well for him financially, mentally, just lifestyle, the whole nine yards, but he sure gave it a shot, and I'll share that article at the end of the show. It's rather tragic, but that's just there to reinforce why it doesn't work. It doesn't work in our society, the way we have things set up financially in our culture here in America. It's practically impossible for 99% of you out there. But before I get to that, I want to talk about one of the absolute advantages we have as members of Lifestyles Unlimited. Yes, we're an education and mentorship group. We teach people how to buy their life back one chunk of real estate at a time, one cash flowing piece of real estate at a time. But we have a lot of advantages to our membership group. And one of those is it's a piece of software. And I'm not here to sell anybody any software. But if you're a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you need to be aware of this. And we call it our Podium software. And I'm not a huge subscriber to many platforms or software platforms at all. I'm a huge Excel spreadsheet person. Yeah, count me in on that. I love Excel spreadsheets. But let's talk about this Podium software. It's really our deal management software. It's where we can put our multifamily investments. You can actually put your single family investments in there as well. And I am a subscriber. A few years back, I had the man that wrote this software on the show, the author of the software. His name's Damon. And I literally said, Damon, this is your magnum opus. This is so helpful into what we do. Prior to being a subscriber to Podium, I was creating my own spreadsheets on Excel, and that's fun, but it doesn't quite capture everything that this software does. And Damon's really good at what he does, but he created this software. He didn't create it for Lifestyles Unlimited. He wrote it because he's a multifamily passive investor as well, and this was his own personal way. He's a software engineer, and he said, oh, I can put this together. And this was his own personal way, his own platform. He needed a place to track his investments, see his quarterly dividends, measure those dividends, gauge quarterly and annual performance. That's so important to what we do. And he shared that software with Dell Walmsley, our founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. And Dell, if you know Dell, he's always about what is the most effective way to get something done. How can we make our life easier? Dell's the epitome of it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And Dell saw this and he agreed. He said, hey, this is really something I want to offer our members. And he did. I believe this is 5 or 6 years ago when it came out. All right, I want to talk about why five reasons is what I've outlined in the American financial system. Why most Americans cannot and will never be able to save their way to wealth and financial freedom. I'm convinced of this. That was the realization I came to many years ago that ultimately led me to real estate investing. It's when I was reverse engineering my 401k. And keep in mind, I had a good corporate job with excellent income, and I was feeding the heck out of that thing. And I had a number in mind of to where I needed to be. And it wasn't, you know, living in the South of France number and private jet number. It was just everyday guy wanting to do everything that he had deferred with his spouse and travel and do all, you know, what you're supposed to do in retirement. And that was my number. And I still realized that even feeding this 401k wasn't going to get me there. So that alone changed me and caused me to look at real estate investing. And looking back, now I know most people out there are still going to try to save their way to retirement, and they're not going to be able to do it. They're just not. So here's five reasons why. One, low savings rates can't outpace inflation or investment growth. Even when inflation's low, it's still not working because your savings rates go down, right? We've got, 3.5-4% of our savings rates today. It's way higher than it has been in recent years. But the bottom line is the average American saves too little to generate meaningful wealth. And I pulled this from the Bureau of Economics. So there's a thing out there, the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. It says the personal savings rate in the United States has hovered between 3% and 6% in recent years. Now, during COVID, that spiked to about 30% just because people couldn't go out and spend money. But boy, that sure changed practically overnight. It seemed like everyone went on a spending spree as soon as COVID hit. But personal savings rates, 3% to 6%. Mine was much greater, and I knew that wasn't going to get me there. But that's average American. That's Joe everyday American, 3% to 6%. It's not going to get you there. Now, inflation, let's talk about how that affects what you own, what your wealth is. Inflation actually is a measurement of the declining dollar, the purchasing power. And inflation averages 2 to 3% every year. Now, it's been much higher recently, but if inflation's 2 to 3%, it stays that way, and the savings rates are anywhere from 3 to 6%, that's wiping out half of your savings. It doesn't feel like it. You may look out and say, hey, I got more dollars in the bank, but I'll tell you, those dollars are worth less. Those dollars are worth less just because of simple inflation. They don't want zero inflation. They want 2 to 3%. So inflation's built into the game. You have to understand that. Now, on my end, full disclosure, I keep about 5% of my net worth in cash. Okay. It's just me. I've reached a point in my life where I like that, right? Call it an emergency fund if you want. And I do put it in high yield savings and money market funds. But it's not any part of my retirement plan at all. It has nothing to do with it except for one thing. That is my seed money when an opportunity to invest comes up. I can yank it immediately from that fund, boom, and participate in the investment. Now, at that time, when I do that, I start rebuilding that up, right? I want to stay at that 5% of my net worth. So John Pryor will tell you to keep your powder dry. That's what I'm doing. But that's another bullet in my sidearm, right? My investment sidearm that I have, and I can fire it at will. When and where I want, and then I can reload. And it takes me a few months to reload. But that's just how I do it. But yeah, so I'm keeping 5% of net worth in cash. But again, call it an emergency fund, but really it's a capital fund to reinvest into multifamily properties. Now, let's compare Joe average everyday saver with what we do as a real estate investor. Our real estate investments generate massive returns. Multifamily investments, I have some that pay anywhere from 4 to 12% dividend on an annual basis. That's just the cash flow. When these properties run full cycle, I see double and triple digit returns all the time, okay? And that's, you know, you divide that by how many years you have it, and I'm easily getting double and triple digit returns. Let's talk about equity capture. That's part of us investing in real estate. Single family houses, I'm seeing anywhere from 50 to 200%. I've seen more than 200% recently. And that's just buying a distressed property, putting a plan in place and rehabbing that property. That's money in the bank. It's in the form of sheetrock and bricks and stick and copper, right? It's an assembly of commodities in that, but it is your net worth. The bank, when you hand your bank your personal financial statement, they're gonna say, yeah, you own property XYZ, and you have $100,000 in equity. Sure, it's not in dollars, but it's still in your wealth. It is considered part of your wealth. You need to understand that wealth isn't always dollars. So we've got great cash flow. We've got these equity captures. We're putting a loan on it. We're leveraging it. And that loan is actually being paid by the resident of the property. Imagine buying an asset that someone else pays for. So mortgage pay down alone's another, I don't know, call it 2%. So yeah, we're blowing the typical American saver out of the water by and not saving. We're putting that money into these assets. But, you know, the everyday Joe American, low saving rates can't outpace inflation or investment growth. And by investment growth, that's why we're sticking it into real estate. The next one I'm going to have to pick up on the other side, but it's high consumer spending and lifestyle inflation. That is big in American culture. High consumer spending. Yes, we are a bunch of spenders, and then we're always having lifestyle inflation, and that keeps people from retiring.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. I'm sharing five reasons why typical Joe American consumer will never save their way to financial freedom. They'll never save their way to retirement, although millions and millions and millions of people are gaming that system every day, and they're going to find out at the end. I'm glad I realized that I couldn't do it many years ago, about a decade and a half ago. Actually, it was in the back of my mind before that. I just didn't have the stones to look in the mirror and admit you weren't going to make it. But that was what caused me to make the change to become a real estate investor. And just the absolute high returns in real estate is what changes the game. But there's five reasons that I've outlined. Low savings rates, typical savings rates of the average American just aren't going to outpace inflation. And they may look in their account and say, wow, we got more dollars in there. But I'm telling you, those dollars are buying a lot less. Now, number two, this is a big reason, high consumer spending and lifestyle inflation. Let's talk about what that is. American culture promotes consumption over frugality, right? Frugality is shunned. It really should be applauded by people. It's just not. And the aggressive marketing that is in our society out there doesn't help it. The easy access to credit does not help this. Now, I looked up some stats for the show, and I got this from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. This is 2022. But it says the average American household will spend $72,967 per year. Okay, so let's call it $73,000 to be even. How's that divided up? 33% to housing, transportation 16%, food is 13%. Doesn't leave a heck of a lot out there for other things. And typically the other things are going to pay for the borrowing that they did to buy all the stuff, right? There's just so much borrowing going on. Now, the other side of this coin is as income rises, right? You get a raise. What happens? Spending rises as well. That's called lifestyle inflation or lifestyle creep, right? What happens when someone gets a raise or when they're making more money? Most people just don't have the discipline to save more money, but we all know that's what we should do. But very rarely does somebody do it, right? Make more, spend more. Everybody wants to keep up with the Joneses. What they don't understand is that the Joneses are broke. The Joneses may have a new Mercedes in their driveway, but they borrowed money to buy it. They may pull up occasionally on the weekend as they're headed out to the lake with a new boat, but they financed it. They may put a new pool in the backyard. They financed it, all this stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. There's occasional person that pays cash. Sure, let's not talk about the outliers. Let's talk about the majority. But they're financing everything. Credit is so, it's access to money out there, to borrow money. If you got okay credit, decent credit, good credit, the money out there is, it's everywhere. People are throwing themselves at your feet to loan you money. And lifestyle creep prevents people from turning higher earnings into real wealth. It's a discipline issue. People should be saving what's left, right? You get that raise, you should be taking and adding to what you're paying yourself first and spending second. But it's just, it's hard for people to do, or they just ignore it and they don't want to do it. I was reading something the other day, and this stopped me in my tracks, okay? Maybe this, you'll hear this the way I did. Maybe you'll think, ah, oh, Harrison, it's no big deal. But do you know that right now you can buy concert tickets, right? Music tickets on credit. It's a buy now, pay later. I think the guy that started this might be the same guy that started PayPal. It's actually ingenious when you think about it, because again, our society, right? They want to be seen, the social media world out there. And if going to the latest concert and putting it on the gram is your thing and you borrowing money to go to the concert, I guess you think it's worthwhile. But there's a huge concert. It's called Coachella, and it's in Southern California, and they do it annually. I've been out there. My daughter's been out there. It's pretty cool. But this recent event in Coachella, people borrowed, 60% of the people that attended Coachella did the buy now, pay later. I think that's absolutely crazy. Okay, if you want to go do something and have a good time, by all means, I love live music. My wife loves live music. We enjoy concerts, but I'm darn sure not mortgaging my future and borrowing money to go to a concert. Yeah, they're expensive. If you got the cash, do it. If you got the time, do it. But it's the crazy backwards, upside down world of the American society we live in, right? You got to be seen. You got to do this. And if you're mortgaging your future to do it, people think that's okay. I don't think it's okay. What is the correction? Pay yourself first. Each and every month, every week, you are number one. Pay yourself first. And number two, live on a budget. You get a raise, don't increase your spend. Take that extra money and invest it. That's your real estate seed money. You can start changing your life. Change is baby steps. It is absolute baby steps each and every day. And if you do that each and every day, you're going to look back after a decade and go, my gosh, those baby steps, I walked 1,000 miles. Look at where I've come from. Look at the changes we've made. Look at how much better our life is. But you got to have a budget, you got to have discipline, and you got to pay yourself first. Number three, what's keeping people from saving their way to retirement? Inadequate retirement savings across all age groups. I've done dozens of shows on this. My fellow radio host, Al Gordon, the great Andy Webb, they've done shows on it. Del Walmsley's done shows on it. We're trying to get the word out that the retirement programs are broken, that they're not working. Yet the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and hoping you'll have a different result. Fourth reason, something that's near and dear to a lot of people out there, and a lot of people aren't going to like this, but paying off a home doesn't equal financial freedom. Paying off a home does not equal financial freedom. Now, it may eliminate a monthly mortgage, but it still doesn't provide you income. And that's what it's about, guys. It's about income. A home, a personal home, is a non-liquid asset. It is also a debit. Your personal home, cry me a river, right? It costs money to maintain. You got property taxes. You got insurance, which just continue to go up and up and up. Repairs, right? You got to get a new roof every so often. You get the windows that fog up. You got to replace those. You got to paint the exterior. You got to keep the yard in shape. There's always something that needs to be done. And at the end of the day, you pay off your home. It's not paying you anything. And you really don't have access to its value unless you go refinance it. Well, if you're the person that paid off your home, you're probably dead set against refinancing it and pulling that money out. I advise refinance it. I've done that myself. And take that money and go buy a cash flowing asset the way we teach it here at Lifestyles Unlimited. But if you're big on paying off the home and that's what your mindset is there, I think the last thing those people that have a paid off home are going to want to do is go refinance it. Now, you can also access some of that equity through a HELOC. There's limitations on a lot of HELOCs, so you need to be careful there. And there's also a thing called the reverse mortgage. Now, I'm no expert at the reverse mortgage, but I feel like I have some understanding. I think the reverse mortgage is often not the best way to access funds to the home. I think they're often made out of desperation. And I think a lot of the people, the elderly that do the reverse mortgages, who's watching out for them? Are they being taken advantage of? What are the fees? I've heard sometimes the fees are just astronomical through there, but that's really the only way to get any cash out of your house is refinance, reverse mortgage, or HELOC. Now, why? I hope you don't need that cash to live on, because again, you couldn't save your way to retirement. The whole theme of this show, and that's probably what's happening to a lot of these elderly folks. They're getting into their older years and their bag of money that they worked 50 years on is running out. So they're doing the reverse mortgage. So maybe that's just a highlight of everything I'm talking about today. I'm sure it's happening because of that. I don't think it's happening because someone's just saying, hey, I need another whatever, $800 per month for fun. They're doing it because they need another $800 per month to eat. So again, home equity is not generating cash flow unless you can take that money out and convert it into an investment property. It's what we do all the time. People believe being house rich, right? The paid off home means you're financially free. But really, at the end of the day, a lot of those people may still be cash poor. And then they become, when they're cash poor, they become reliant on going back to work, right? Active income, or they become reliant on Social Security. That is not the vision for my retirement at all. So understand, paid off home may make you feel good, but it's not making you rich. All right, the fifth reason, and again, this is kind of a highlight of everything I've said, saving alone ignores wealth building vehicles like investing, as in real estate and entrepreneurship. Okay, so savings ignoring those. Real wealth in the United States, how is real wealth in the United States built? It's built through equities. It's built through real estate investment, and it's built through business ownership. Those assets grow and produce income. That's where real wealth comes from. So saving alone, especially in a low interest account, is not generating compounding returns at a high enough rate. It's just not happening like real estate. That's why we're not just, it's not real estate. It's that real estate is the vehicle to create cash flow, one that's the most important, but it's also a real vehicle to wealth. We can buy that property at value and get leverage on it to where we're not even having to pay for the property. We have a resident paying for the property. So we're buying this asset, and that's how our real wealth is growing. So for example, if someone's saving $500 a month, and, you know, low interest rates, 30 years, they're going to end up with maybe $200,000, maybe $300,000. Okay. That's it for 30 years. And that's saving $500 a month. What a sacrifice. But what if you took that $500 a month, built up a little capital, enough to go buy you a little rental property, maybe enough to invest in a multifamily property, and you get into some of the deals that we're getting into with, as I mentioned, I have 4 to 12% returns on my multifamily properties. But if you're only at a 6 or 8% return, and then you get the equity capture that's often double the investment, you get the appreciation, you get the mortgage pay down, that number is not going to be $200,000 or $300,000. It's going to be millions of dollars over that 30-year time. That's the difference, right? Investing in cash-flowing assets, not saving, is what's going to build your true financial freedom. Again, one of the greatest reasons to buy real estate is that we're buying an asset that someone else pays for. Okay. Hey, I'd like to have that and I want you to pay for it. Okay. That's called rental property. Just the other day, I was listening to Al Gordon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And yes, I listen to the show too. I'm there for the knowledge game. But my friend Donald Cohn from Virginia, the great Donald Cohn, he was being interviewed by Al Gordon. And Donald tells this story. This is awesome. Listen to this. This is incredible. But he's telling a story, and Donald owns numerous rental properties, okay? Just a great down-to-earth guy. But he's telling this story that when his daughter was young, so his daughter just finished college, but when she was young, he purchased a rental property, okay? Now listen to this. He was able to get that rental property, and yes, you can do this, and we can teach you how the numbers work. But he bought this property for $0 out of pocket, a rental property, and he paid $0, okay? So he got in, and just the way we do our financing and everything else, that's possible, okay? You're buying a depressed asset, and then you're fixing that asset up. His daughter grows up, goes to college. And for college, Donald refinanced the home, pulled out $100,000, and he paid for her college expense. Again, what did college cost? In real numbers, it cost $100,000. What did it cost Donald Cohn? Zero. All there was a time factor. And you know what makes this deal even sweeter? Donald still owns the rental property. There's a resident there. So now the resident's paying off the refinance. I mean, it's just a genius plan. So if you've got a young child out there and you envision that child going to college, whether they go to college or not, how about setting them up with $100,000 when they're 19, 20, 21 so they can use it for college, or maybe they use that to get started in a business, or maybe they use it for buying their own rental assets at the time. It's just an incredible plan. But if you missed that show, you can find it on the website and the podcast app, right? Everyone's got the podcast app on their smartphone. Just subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. So what I want you to take away from today's show, again, I'm convinced, and it's been reinforced as a real estate investor, the summary: saving is really only important for short-term goals and emergencies. That's it, right? You got to have that emergency fund. I agree with Dave Ramsey on that. You wreck the car, boom, let's take care of it. Something happens, tree falls on the house, let's take care of it. You got a medical emergency comes up, let's take care of it. Let's not go broke for those things. But the short-term goals, really, let's save to invest. Let's not save and think we can scrimp our way into the future, and then we get stuck when we're old and have to do, like I talked about earlier, the reverse mortgage. What a desperation move. It just sounds like a desperation move on my end. And I don't want to be desperate. I don't want to be broke when I'm old. That's why I had to make the change. My savings are all focused on future investment. In fact, right now, I am eyeing a couple of multifamily opportunities that are out there. I am seeing deal trend grow. There's a lot of opportunities that are coming. We're turning a corner from the last few years, and these opportunities are popping up, and I fully intend to invest in at least two more in the near future. But in the current American financial landscape, relying on savings alone does not outpace inflation. It fails to accumulate enough capital, it ignores the power of income generating and appreciating assets, and it's hampered by lifestyle's creep. That's why most people aren't going to make it. But we're going to make it, and I want you to understand it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.